some of the most corrupt, some of the most destructive among all men? Are they that are sitting in the seat of religious authority? They that exalt themselves are going to be abased. So they have their counsel in their little mock trial. They say, they want to know, are you the Christ? Tell us. Because if I tell you, you won't believe. If he says, I'm not the Christ, they're not going to believe. No matter what he says, they wouldn't believe. Not that he's saying that, but I thought, what if he said, no, I'm not the Christ. We told you to answer us truthfully. I remember that when Micaiah, the prophet, came to Ahab, and he said, he always prophesies bad things about me. And he came in and he prophesied good. He said, oh, go ahead, go up to battle. It's going to go wonderfully. And the king got angry and he said, I told you only to tell me the truth. Because all the prophets, all his false prophets had already told him that. And Micaiah always disagreed. And so he was sort of, he was irritated at him for not doing what he usually does in telling him things are going to go bad. Whether you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, as they say. You're not going to believe me if I tell you the truth. And if I tell you a lie, you're going to know I'm lying. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. And they said, are you then the Son of God? If you're going to sit on God's right hand, are you God's Son? And he said unto them, you say that I am. And that's a Hebraism. It's a Hebrew idiom. It denotes strong affirmation. It's like when we say in English, you say it. No, what we say is, you said it. Paul, are you going to the store? You said it. It's a very strong affirmation. You have said that I am. It is his big yes. You know, they aren't saying that he's... You could say, I could see how people could say, well, he knows that they're saying it in their hearts or they've said it to each other. Is this the Christ? But if they really believed he was the Christ, they wouldn't do what they were doing. They would not do this if they really believed he was the Christ. So they don't believe he's the Christ. So when he says, you said it, he's saying, that's right. I'm the Christ. And their reaction tells us that they fully understood what he meant. They don't say, we're not saying you're the Christ. We say you're a liar. No, they don't say that. They say, now we've heard it out of his own mouth. We don't need any further witness. He's admitted it. And we marvel because we think, what? This is a crime? To them, this was very serious. Because they see him as a false prophet. That he isn't the Son of God any more than Joe here. You know, he is just another man like us. So sure, he's healing and casting out devils, probably by the power of the devil, but they don't like him because he speaks against them. They fear him and they fear the people. And everything they do is motivated by fear and ignorance. The result is as you would expect.